Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And today, 37, Oisín Coyne is here. Shamrock Rovers having a bad run of it at the moment.
Yeah, a really tough night for them last night, Audrey. But it has to be said, the team they face, Sparta Prague, have real experience and lots of internationals in that team. But the Hoops now trail 2-0 heading into that return leg in the second qualifying round tie with Sparta Prague. The Czech side broke the deadlock in the 38th minute, punishing a defensive error inside the Rovers' penalty area. And then Thomas Weisner doubled the visitors' lead in the 65th, giving Rovers a real mountain to climb in Prague next week. But despite the nature of the first goal conceded, manager Stephen Bradley still wants his players to be confident in building out from the back in the return leg.
Yeah, there's no problem with keeping possession. That's what we do, and we've been very, very good at it, and we'll continue to do that. But I'm not going to have a go at one of our players for trying the right thing, and he just made the wrong decision at that moment of time. But Dylan tonight was brilliant, and 9 times out of 10 he gets us out of them situations. The play was actually really good, make the better decision and we're out. But look, we made a poor decision, and we know they've scored 25 goals from transition, so we know they're really strong in that area, and you give the ball away, they punish us.
Right at the end, Josh Hunahan had not one but two chances to get you on the score sheet.
Yeah, he should have scored one, and to be fair, the keeper makes a brilliant save for the header. When you see it back, it's a brilliant save. And then the second one, I don't think he knows too much about it, it just hits him. But like I said, we had real opportunities, and at 2-0 the tie's not over. We get the first goal, and anything's possible.
And do you feel like you've got your old Shamrock Rovers back tonight?
And I think we've been like that, to be fair. Friday we weren't, but I think we made some changes on Friday, and it was off the back of a heavy night on Tuesday as well, so we understand what happened on Friday. But if you look at the last few weeks, the players have been excellent, you know.
You will have players back from injury hopefully and from suspension for the second leg, but how do you approach it?
Oh, we'll go to try and win the game. If we get the first goal, 2-1, anything can happen. We showed tonight we'll get opportunities, we'll get chances. You get opportunities and chances against any team, and tonight was no different, and next week will be no different. We know they're a good team, obviously, but we perform like we did tonight, we'll get opportunities.
Stephen Bradley there with Tony O'Donoghue. Now, the Shamrock Rovers women's team are one of four sides remaining in this year's Avenir All-Ireland Cup, the semi-finals of which take place this evening. They're away to Shelburne at Talca Park, and then Galway United host Wexford at Eamon Deasy Park. Both games kick off at 7:45. Now, to the Olympics, and it's a doubleheader at the Stade de France for the Ireland Rugby Sevens, who have their first Pool A matches against South Africa from 4:30 and then Japan at 8 o'clock. Having medalled on the regular circuit this season, one of the few first-time Olympians in the seven squad, Zach Ward isn't shying away from the medal ambitions in Paris.
You always have to be on your A game no matter who you're playing against. We know how important getting off to a good start is. We hopefully get two wins on day one, and that just sets us up nicely then for the rest of the week. We don't underestimate South Africa or Japan. Yes, we've had some good results against South Africa through the year, but as I say, this is the Olympics, it's completely different. So we're just going to have to nail our basics for 14 minutes, and that should get us over the line.
But confidence must be sky high, is it? Like, justifiably so, based on what's been a really remarkable year.
Yeah, no, it's been phenomenal. We definitely got into it full of confidence. We've been talking over the last couple of weeks just about how, you know, the focus is a medal, and anything less will be a bit disappointing. As you say, full of confidence, finished second in the World Series, so we've put ourselves in a good footing.
You haven't shied away from the fact that, like, you are here to talk about medals, and that is the barometer of success that you guys are going to measure yourselves by.
Yeah, definitely. I know it's a bit of cliche, but we're not here just to take part kind of thing. We've shown throughout the year that we can compete with any team when we're on it. We've beaten every team we've played against this year at least once, so when we get things right, when things click, we're a tough team to beat.
Zach Ward there speaking to Damien O'Mara, and a reminder, we'll have live coverage of both matches on RT2 and the RT Player. But once again, our rowing team also contains real medal hopes in Paris. Among them is Paul O'Donovan, who claimed a silver medal in the lightweight double sculls with his brother Gary in Rio, and a gold medal with Fintan McCarthy in Tokyo. Despite the expectations from the Irish public, he remains as calm as ever. He's been explaining to Darren Frehill why that is so important in and out of the boat.
As you get a little bit older, I'm getting old now, that you kind of stop defining yourselves by achieving particular goals, because when you look at it, most people most of the time don't achieve their goals. And even I do kind of set some goals for myself, and if you looked back on my life, I've probably not achieved 99.9% of them. So if you're to define
something.
Yeah, so if you're to define yourself on achieving your goals, my life would be fairly miserable. But I think if you're just looking at it as this is the sport I really enjoy doing, I enjoy racing, competing. I also enjoy training day to day, hanging out with the lads, having a bit of a laugh and stuff. And you know, you have some experiences, make some memories along the way. And, you know, I think that's the most important thing. And kind of one of the, you know, the stuff that you do that people don't see that kind of defines probably who you are as a person, which is more important than like winning medals. You know, that doesn't say too much as to who you are as a person. And so I think a bit of an outlook like that in life kind of helps you stay calm then ahead of the race.
Paul O'Donovan there now to Gaelic Games, and Saoirse Bolfin, who has stepped down as the Meath hurling manager earlier this year, has been confirmed as the new man in charge of the Westmeath hurlers. The Limerick native, who has previously worked with Davy Fitzgerald in Waterford, Clare and Wexford, was appointed at a remote county committee meeting last night. And meanwhile, Paddy Christie has stepped down as the Longford senior football manager. The former Dublin fullback won back-to-back O'Byrne Cup titles during his tenure, which began in August 2022. And finally, there's two race meetings today at Wexford and Naas.